This goes to Cora Pavlik, P-A-V-L-I-K-N-P, like N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-842-1110. Regarding Jack, middle initial L, like Larry, and Dougherty, D-O-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y. Date of birth, 2/5/1947. Dear Ms. Pavlik, this is a consultation for Mr. Dougherty, who was sent for evaluation of progressive worsening of kidney function. He is a former patient of this practice, who was initially seen. May 4th, 2017, for abnormal kidney function at that time. And renal creatinine levels were running between 1.2 and 1.5. He was seen from 2017 until June 14th, 2019, and then had lots of other doctor's appointments and canceled appointments and was too busy for ongoing follow-up. So he's been re-referred because of the worsening of renal function. He does have a long history of severe heart disease. He had rheumatic fever as a child, and he has mitral and aortic mechanical valve replacements. And he does see Dr. Alkeek and also Dr. Esan, E-S-A-N, electrophysiologist, also Dr. Liu, L-I-U, for benign prostatic hypertrophy. He realizes that his heart is in very bad shape, and his main complaints are ongoing fatigue and occasional dizziness, but no recent falls. Currently, he denies chest pain or palpitations. He has chronic dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. Occasional cough, no sputum production. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does have bilateral knee and hip pain, some low back pain, but he does not use any oral, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And he feels like he is able to empty his bladder well. He does have nocturia 2 times per night without dribbling or incontinence and no difficulty starting the urinary stream. He also had a CT scan of abdomen and pelvis with contrast. That was April 19th of this year, because he was having some left lower quadrant abdominal pain. The kidneys, ureters, and bladder showed normal-sized kidneys without hydronephrosis. He had some small, stable bilateral renal cysts, and the urinary bladder was unremarkable. He had sigmoid diverticulitis and also small hiatal hernia, according to the CAT scan. And his last echocardiogram was done 5/22/25. That shows an ejection fraction of 47%, mild left ventricular hypertrophy, moderately dilated atria, mildly depressed left ventricular function, borderline dilatation of the proximal ascending aorta. He has the mechanical mitral and aortic valve, which have trivial and physiological regurgitation, no pericardial effusion, and mildly elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure. Past medical history is significant for ongoing heart disease, asthma, obstructive sleep apnea, and he faithfully uses a CPAP device, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hypertension, congestive heart failure, gastroesophageal reflux disease, osteoarthritis, hyperlipidemia, history of cerebral hemorrhage in 2013, history of rheumatic fever as a child, and right elbow bursitis. Past surgical history, mechanical aortic valve replacement was done in 2014. Mechanical mitral valve replacement was done in 2000. He's had a permanent pacemaker for several years, and it was just replaced in 2022. The last cardiac catheterization was 2023. He's had colonoscopies and EGDs. He had a transurethral prostate resection in Midland in 2014, tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy as a child, and a left total knee replacement in 2021. Social history, the patient has never smoked. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married and he is retired. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, he's on multivitamin daily. Zoloft 50, 5-0 milligram twice a day. Flomax 0.4 milligram daily. Prilosec 20 milligram daily. Coumadin, as directed according to INRs. Amoxicillin is 500 milligram daily at bedtime. Aspirin 81 milligram daily. Requip 1 milligram daily at bedtime. Vitamin C 1,000 milligram daily. Lasix 40 milligram daily. Bisoprolol 2.5 milligram daily. Rosuvastatin is 20 milligram daily, and E, P like Paul, L E R E N like November, O, N like November E, 25 milligram daily. He was intolerant of spironolactone as it caused breast pain, and that was stopped this year and switched to eplerenone. I can't say that, but the E P L E R E N O N E. Physical exam, height 70 inches, weight 219 pounds. Pulse is 62 and blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff, 100 over 50. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, very prominent tongue, midline uvula. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. No palpable nodules or masses. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with valvular clicks noted. Abdomen obese, non-tender. No ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. And sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 9/17/2025. Creatinine was 1.72 with estimated GFR of 40. 6/23/25, creatinine 1.47 with GFR 49. 4/19/25, creatinine 2.02, GFR 32. 1/13/25, creatinine 1.84 and GFR is 37. Other labs from 6/23/23, calcium 8.8, sodium 139, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 26, albumin is 4.4, liver enzymes, ALK phosphatase, and bilirubin are all normal. PSA is 1.18, urinalysis is negative for blood and negative for protein. And CBC, hemoglobin 11.9 with normal white count and normal platelets 136,000. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to severe heart dysfunction with congestive heart failure. The patient should continue to have lab studies done every 3 months for us. He should avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents for pain. He should follow his low-salt diet, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.